Right now, we are monitoring the situation. The situation currently warrants that there's no need to repatriate Ugandan citizens from Ukraine. We are very closely monitoring the situation because it's a mixture of Ugandans. And as far as our residents is concerned, there are those who are a majority who live, have jobs, are married in the Ukraine, and also there are students. In total, we have about 86 Ugandans in the Ukraine. We have about 54 adults and 32 children in Ukraine. Of the 54 adults, about 17 are students. So for those that will want to come back are mainly the students. And those are that is the specific group that we are very closely monitoring for their need, if they really need to come back.
Have the Ugandan citizens there expressed any apprehension about the current situation in Crimea? Have they expressed any concern that they need the aid of the administration in Kampala?
No, certainly. The situation is tense. Our embassy that looks after the Ukraine is in Moscow, and our ambassador there has a comprehensive list of a majority of Ugandans. We cannot blame that we know of the whereabouts of every single Ugandan in Ukraine. No, but what we are saying is that we have the groupings who are in constant touch with the Moscow, our embassy in Moscow, and the embassy is on a daily basis.
Following the recent development that your government is monitoring, will the relationship between Moscow and Kampala be hampered following this recent crisis in Ukraine?
The bilateral relationship between Kampala and Moscow has not changed at all. The position has not changed at all. Reason being, Uganda has a clear position of non-involvement in matters of the internal. Ugandan stance or position is that it cannot get involved in internal matters of a legitimate state.
So there's none political interference in the internal affairs of countries you share bilateral relations?
No, absolutely no political interference, and we stand by that.
Have you heard any concerns expressed by Ugandan citizens living in Ukraine of any help to possibly leave the country following the recent crisis?
No, as I've already reiterated, we have our ambassador in Moscow is closely engaging with the Ugandans in Ukraine. And as far as their concerns are, there's no need of repatriation back to Uganda. Much as we're closely monitoring the situation, there's engagement to different groups. The diaspora community of Ugandans in the Ukraine. There are also students in the Ukraine. But as far as our engagement is concerned, there's no need, at least as of now, for their repatriation back to Uganda.